And in local news here this morning, the Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports 20-year-old Micah Blake Taylor of Exira was arrested on Monday night. Taylor was taken into custody on an outstanding Audubon County warrant charging him with domestic abuse assault. The charge stems from an incident which allegedly occurred at a residence in Exira on Saturday, August 4th. Taylor was being held in Audubon County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. A Red Oak man was cited following a single vehicle accident on Tuesday morning near Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a SWTA bus was illegally stopped at a railroad crossing about one quarter of a mile west of the intersection of Highways 48 and 34 outside of Red Oak when a 2008 Dodge Caravan registered to Jeffco Engineering approached from behind. The driver of the van, a 62-year-old Charles Peter Crawford of Red Oak, was checking an email on his cell phone and did not see the SWTA bus with its four-way flashers on. When Crawford finally noticed the bus, he took evasive action. The Jeffco van entered the north ditch and hit the railroad tracks before coming to rest in a field. The vehicle sustained $3,000 damage. There was no damage to the SWTA bus. The accident happened around 9:45 a.m. Officials say following an investigation, Crawford was cited for using an electronic communications device while driving. A fourth-grade teacher in western Iowa facing misdemeanor charges accused of possessing marijuana, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia will appear in court later this month for an arraignment hearing. 43-year-old Karen K. Bartleson of Blenco was taken into custody west of Onawa on July 21st after authorities found her with meth hidden inside of an artificial sweetener packet tucked in her purse. Marijuana and drug paraphernalia were also allegedly found to be in her possession. She's pled not guilty to the charges. Bartleson is scheduled to appear in a Monona County courtroom for her arraignment on August 20th. The West Monona Community School District website lists Bartleson as a teacher at Central Elementary School. District Superintendent Lyle Schwartz said Tuesday that Bartleson is on administrative leave. He would not comment further. Bartleson's attorney has not returned calls from the Associated Press seeking comment, and a phone listed for Bartleson is no longer in service. Officials with Interstate Power and Light Company and Alliant Energy Company in association with the Trees Forever organization have announced they are awarding a total of $90,300 to 23 Iowa communities or organizations through the Branching Out program. Among the recipients is the City of Clarinda, which was awarded $1,500 for the planting of trees near the Clarinda Regional Health Center, and the City of Creston, which receives $10,000 for planting post-tornado trees to replace those which were lost at McKinley Park and on the campus of Southwestern Community College. Branching Out is a nationally recognized grant program through which Alliant Energy, Trees Forever, and local community leaders work together to fund and implement tree planting projects. The program is designed to encourage energy-efficient environmental awareness and community involvement in Iowa. And since the start of the Branching Out program in 1989, more than 1.1 million trees and seedlings have been planted. Branching Out grant applications are accepted on an ongoing basis throughout the year, but are considered for funding during a spring and a fall grant-making cycle. Deadlines are on June 1st and November 1st of each year. For more information, contact Trees Forever at 1-800-369-1269, and applications are available online at AlliantEnergy.com/branchingout or treesforever.org. Stream Global Services is looking to fulfill 350 positions at its service center in Sergeant Bluff near Sioux City. The company, headquartered in Bloomington, Minnesota, operates about 50 call centers around the world and has over 31,000 employees. The company says the new positions in Sergeant Bluff will provide sales and customer support for a variety of clients. Stream Global will host an open house at the service center on Thursday. An Iowa State University retail specialist says recent information on the industry shows the discount store giant Walmart remained on top for retail sales at $316 billion, and only one Iowa-based store, Hy-Vee, showed up in the top 100. Economist Ron Prescott says Walmart and other big box stores are hard to catch because of the sheer number of stores that they have. Prescott says overall the retail market is still making its way out of the recession.
I guess we're probably going to be right about at 4% probably this year. We're hoping for a little bit better than that. But it just seems like we're on a slow climb on the retail sales, and everybody senses it. That's certainly better than where we came from in 2008 and 2009. But it's possibly not as fast as growth, but it seems like it's a conservative growth. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that it's going to take longer.
Two home improvement chain stores are in the top 10 for retail sales for 2011, which might indicate that more people are fixing up their homes than buying something else. But Prescott doesn't think that's the major driver in the category. West Des Moines-based grocery chain Hy-Vee had over $7 billion in sales for 2011.
Hy-Vee was the only Iowa company that showed up on this. And, you know, for 100 retail stores, I was pretty proud to have Hy-Vee kind of in the middle of the pack there at 54. I mean, $7 billion in sales, that's nothing to sneeze at, and 4.2% growth out of 261 stores, that's still some pretty good statistics, and that's something to be pretty proud of.
And he says that, as mentioned, he said overall, Prescott says the top company for new growth was the Sprouts Farmers Market, headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona, at nearly 72%. He says it's part of one of the hottest trends.
There's been a lot of discussion on this natural and organic grocery store ended up the fastest growing retail store in the United States. And also you see a number of others on the list as you go down. You know, Whole Foods is also on this list. And so that sort of points to a trend also, that this natural organic food is actually getting some traction behind it, and it's really becoming formidable as far as the market's concerned.
Whole Foods recently opened a store in central Iowa, and Prescott says from what he's seen, these stores can become a challenge to the traditional food stores because Americans are becoming more health conscious. He says fast food chains are even making changes in their menus to try to take advantage of the desire for people to eat healthier. But Prescott says the fast food companies can be limited in how much that can change their menu. Iowa's two U.S. senators were in the same southeast county in Iowa on Tuesday, with both touting wind energy industry and both calling for continuation of the wind production tax credit. Senator Tom Harkin, a Democrat, visited the Siemens plant in Fort Madison, where the blades for wind turbines are made.
This plant employs 800 people. It's the largest employer in that area. Those 800 jobs did not exist before Siemens saw the potential of the wind industry. If Mitt Romney is elected, those 800 jobs will be put at risk.
Iowa Democrats have been hammering Romney for his opposition to extending the wind production tax credit. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican, supports the tax credit, but Grassley on Tuesday also blamed the Democratic leader of the U.S. Senate for failing to shepherd the extension through Congress. Grassley spoke to about 75 people at a town hall meeting in Donelson. A federal appeals court has upheld a decision by Whirlpool Corporation to slash the medical benefits for more than 3,000 Maytag Corporation retirees. Whirlpool purchased Newton, Iowa-based Maytag before closing its plant in 2007 and laying off hundreds of workers. In 2008, Whirlpool announced that Maytag retirees would no longer receive the free health care they believed they were owed under previous union contracts. Whirlpool's plan started charging retirees in 2009 monthly premiums with deductibles and required them to pay a portion of their expenses. The United Auto Workers challenged the cuts, saying they believe the benefits were vested and could not be eliminated. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with Whirlpool on Tuesday, upholding a judge's ruling from last year that found the benefits were not vested. The Iowa Lottery says Curtis Scheffler of Harlan was the latest big instant scratch game winner in Cass County during fiscal year 2012, winning $3,000 in the Match 2 Tripler game with a ticket purchased at the 21st Century Co-op C-Store in Messina. The lottery says fiscal year 2012 ended June 30th, and they released a review of its top prize winners for the year on Monday. Players in Iowa have up to 365 days from the date of the drawing to claim prizes in Powerball, Mega Millions, and Hot Lotto. Players have up to 90 days from the date of the drawing to claim prizes in Iowa's $100,000 cash game and the Iowa Lottery's Pick 3 and Pick 4 games. If the expiration date falls on a weekend or a holiday when the lottery's offices are closed, the winner has until the close of business on the next business day to turn in the ticket. Prizes in instant scratch and pull tab games must be claimed within 90 days at the end of the game, and scratch game prizes can be claimed at any Iowa Lottery retail location where the games are sold, while prizes in pull tab games must be claimed at the location where the tickets were purchased. Prize money left unclaimed after redemption deadlines is invested in the lottery's future prize pools. Players may visit an Iowa Lottery retailer or go to one of the lottery's offices in Des Moines, Council Bluffs, Storm Lake, Mason City, or Cedar Rapids to claim prizes. Winning lotto numbers may be checked by visiting the lottery website at ialottery.com or calling the winning numbers hotline, 515-323-4633. They may also be checked by visiting a lottery retail outlet or calling the lottery at 515-725-7900 from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Taking a look at world headlines here for you now at this hour. Egyptian helicopters have carried out missile strikes against Islamic militants in the Sinai Peninsula. The military says the offensive is aimed at restoring control over the territory following militant attacks on the army. Earlier this week, gunmen killed 16 soldiers, stole armored vehicles, and drove into Israel to attempt another attack. Syrian troops have launched a ground assault in the besieged city of Aleppo. The official SANA news agency claims regime forces have fully regained control of the main rebel stronghold there and have inflicted heavy losses. Activists say troops are meeting resistance. Meanwhile, Turkey's state-run news agency says some 2,400 people crossed into Turkey overnight to escape the escalating violence. Stocks are lower in early trading on Wall Street following reports out of London and Paris showing deteriorating economic conditions. The Bank of England says it expects the country's economy to stagnate this year after earlier forecasts of growth. And the French Central Bank says it expects economic contraction in the third quarter. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says U.S. workers increased their productivity at an annual rate of 1.6% in the second quarter. A man accused of shooting his wife of 45 years in an Ohio hospital has been charged with aggravated murder. John Wise appeared before a municipal court judge in Akron via video from jail this morning. Investigators are looking into whether Wise shot his wife in a mercy killing. No plea has been entered. Fishermen and tourists have fled low-lying areas and resorts of Tulum and the Costa Maya in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Tropical storm Ernesto is raking the area with strong winds and heavy rain. The storm came ashore as a hurricane and is expected to regain hurricane strength when it moves back out over the southern Gulf of Mexico. There's been no damage assessment yet. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Peter John Brent, Jr., age 73 of Stewart, died Monday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Peter Brent, Jr. will be held 10 a.m. on Friday at the Menlo United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Margaret Lippincott, age 74 of Atlantic, died on Monday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Margaret Lippincott will be held Friday, 10 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Lois Jean Getzinger, age 59 of Harlan, died Monday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Lois Getzinger will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 9 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.